Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Peter Murphy Lewis. Peter Murphy Lewis is the founder of StrategicPete.com and a fractional chief marketing officer who helps CEOs turn overwhelming marketing data into clear, actionable growth strategies. He sold his first company after scaling it to a national recognition and today advises leaders across industries from software and travel to zoos and banks. Peter is also a former CNN contributor, TV host, and producer of People Worth Caring About, a documentary filmed in three states to spotlight overlooked heroes and reshape narratives across industries. Living with his family in a literal zoo in Wichita, Kansas, Peter believes success starts with clarity, connection, and stories that matter. Well, good afternoon, Peter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Absolutely, my friend. I appreciate it. And gosh, you're just a neighbor. I know you grew up near Kansas City. I'm in Kansas City, but you're in Wichita now. And that's amazing because I generally don't get a lot of people from Kansas City or Kansas on the podcast. A few, but it's rare. So thank you again, my friend.
Yeah, I make a lot of jokes that we don't leave the state and we don't get passports. So I can relate.
Yeah, appreciate that. All right. Well, hey, Peter, let's jump into your first question. You've built and sold a nationally recognized tourism company and now advise leaders across industries. What key lessons from your entrepreneurial journey most shaped how you approach marketing today?
I think probably exiting the travel company was a big milestone. You know, building up to that point ended up being masterclass in leadership, brand building, a lot of mistakes along the way. I started the company way back in 2007 with a bold idea and a backpack, and we scaled it to four cities in South America and did a lot of marketing kind of growth hacking. You know, we got New York Times twice, had well-known clients like Paul McCartney and Aerosmith. But I would say learning to put my money where my mouth is was a big key learning lesson. I would say training. I think we'll probably get into this, but training lots and lots of interns and young teams. And that's why I ended up writing a book. Most of that knowledge has turned into what I do today now at Strategic Pete, where I help CEOs who are overwhelmed with marketing get some strategic clarity. So kind of that's what ended up being where I am today.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. And we hear that a lot. Obviously, people not necessarily always have a mentor or someone to guide them, but you learned a lot of through the school of hard knocks or a lot of mistakes along the way, but you did hit some milestones there. And I appreciate that. But again, I love your focus, just like you said, putting your money where your mouth is and really getting to business there. So I appreciate that. Peter, StrategicPete.com focuses on turning overwhelming marketing data into clear strategies. What's the most common mistake you see CEOs make when it comes to interpreting their marketing analytics?
It is starting without a map. So the most common mistake is that I see is CEOs try to steer their ship or their company without a map. So they've hired a bunch of marketing agencies, they've launched campaigns, they've tried to build a team, but they are lacking the direction, the alignment on what success looks like. And then they don't have confidence in the numbers. So they're left reacting instead of leading, and marketing, you know, becomes a source of stress when you run your team like this instead of growth. So I would say when I come in with Strategic Pete, I try to slow down and build the map first, build that side by side with the CEOs, try to understand what they think success looks like, and then we can build out towards those goals with messaging and positioning and campaigns and activity with strategy. I think that the best part about this mistake is that once you have the map and the systems are set up and running, I can step away. You don't even need an executive because most systems can you put on rinse and repeat. So the CEO gets to steer the ship with confidence, knowing that they have the right crew, the right tools, and a plan. That's the goal. It's not just about better marketing, but rather empowering that CEO and that leader to do it on their own after everything's been set up.
That's amazing. I appreciate that. And we see this all the time. A lot of companies, you know, CEOs are good at what they do, but when they step into that marketing arena, they really do need some help. And without, you know, having a map to start a big campaign like that, they start to scramble when things aren't working with as far as their growth and their numbers. But I really love what I want to highlight. Your plan has really a methodical map that builds processes that allows you to step away, and that process and processes are sustainable for that business. So I appreciate that. That's amazing. And Peter, your upcoming book, Interns to A Players, promises, a roadmap to transforming rookies into top marketers in 6 months. What's the biggest mind shift companies need to make to actually achieve this?
It kind of goes to your last kind of insight there around processes and systems, which is you need to stop hiring for experience. And that's the mind shift change. You need to start hiring for trajectory. So I see that most CEOs are looking for unicorns when all they need is a system. And when you have that system will then transform raw potential of, in this case, interns into real performance. So that's why I wrote the book, Interns to A Players. And it allows people to take, you know, this young marketing staff with sophisticated systems and turn this into an amazing A player with remote teams from all around. So you're not just chasing down talent and then they leave. So rather you're building talent within your systems. This comes from, you know, my 20 years of entrepreneurship of mentoring remote teams and interns. And then I realized over time, talent isn't found. You can build talent through culture and trust and systems. And this is the framework that I've used, not only for myself, but for clients. I think probably going back to your question on mind shift is this is not micromanagement. This is a solid system that you can finally take a step back and watch your team rise. So, you know, we've read books, E-Myth, Revisited, and Traction, and EOS. I love all of those. This is a version of those aimed at interns, because with interns, I think you can create culture.
Love it. Appreciate that. A lot of nuggets here. And I'll highlight just a couple. Stop hiring for experience, but look for that trajectory. I thought that was interesting. And unicorns are rare. I totally agree. So you need to build those strong processes and talent within your systems. And interns and remote teams do work. And you've highlighted that. And we can see that clearly. And of course, you can build and mold the talent. It's not always just talents there. You can actually build on that. So I appreciate that. And Peter, last question of the day, reflecting on your career from running tourism shows in Latin America to advising U.S. banks, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs who want to create a multifaceted, meaningful career?
So to answer the question around advice, I usually try to give advice to my younger self, since I don't know the person who might be listening to this. So my advice for myself would be, if I want to do something that matters and it's multifaceted, then I would focus on solving problems worth solving. So this has been a constant thread in my journey. You know, when I started in travel, I was solving a problem of storytelling around Latin America. Now I do it with banks and PE. And generally speaking, what keeps me energized is not the job, nor the title, nor the industry. It's the mission. What are we trying to solve? And I find that this gives me purpose as a dad, as a husband, as a fractional chief marketing officer. I think it also, if you know, going back to the multifaceted, this approach will put you in the room with people who care, who love to create, who love to solve. And that's what I want to experience when I'm working. And that's kind of the way that I make my decisions when I bring on new clients. So just to wrap it up, solve real problems, bring the people with you that you want to work with, and then tell that story as you go. And that's how you build something that'll last for your own brand, but also help your clients.
Love it. Really do. Again, highlight a couple things I think is really important is, you know, giving advice. You don't know, maybe know the person, but as you would say, give advice to your young self. Do something that matters. Work on solving problems worth solving. I thought that was important. And really what energizes you is the mission, not all the titles, the money, and all that other stuff that you had mentioned, but something that gives you purpose. And again, just to wrap up, you love being around people who are creative, looking to solve problems. And I think that's amazing. And I love your message. And yeah, that's awesome. Peter, it was such a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Stay in touch. I'll see you in Kansas.
You bet, brother. Bye for now.